To Washington, D.C. we go now for Clarence Page, member of the Chicago Tribune's editorial board, Pulitzer Prize-winning syndicated columnist, and celebrating 50 years in journalism. I've been waiting to congratulate you. Good morning, Clarence.
Well, thank you. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Well, I'm happy to be talking to you at this milestone in your career. Clarence, what was your career plan when you came to the Chicago Tribune way back when?
I thought, way back when, I was following the traditional route. I just gotten up. I just graduated from Ohio University, and I thought I'd spend 2 or 3 years at the Tribune and then move on to someplace else, because that's what 99% of reporters did. Mm-hmm. That's still largely true, but it's funny how if you keep let me just say, interesting things kept happening that kept me sticking around, so here we are.
And you've been reporting and opining on them from D.C. and Chicago ever since. When you first got to the newsroom here in Chicago, not a lot of people in of color or women working with you at that time, right?
No, as a matter of fact, the Tribune was founded in 1847, and they didn't have their first black reporter in the newsroom until 1967. Hmm. But why hurry, right?
You know, yeah.
why rush? So I was, as it turned out, I was the third black reporter to be hired there full time. I came along a couple years later in '69. And by then, they figured, that's worked out pretty well. Why don't we hire some more people of color out here? Of course, back then, we weren't called people of color that much. We were a black, Hispanic, Asian. Mm-hmm. Wow. I should also mention that at that time, we didn't have any female stars in the newsroom, except for they were all really in the women's section, which is what features was called back then.
Yeah, like fashions and so forth. We are. fast forward to today, and I know you have written that there are more essayists posting online these days, but consumers beware. And that is certainly the story today, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's not foresee. Let me say, my head is still spinning from the fact that I can wake up in the morning and just turn to my computer and say, give me the news.
Hmm. Yeah.
And it gives me the news from anywhere on the planet. I remember back 20 years ago when this was forecast, and it was going to happen right about this time. I said, well, maybe I'll live long enough to see that. And then all of a sudden, before I knew it, it was here. But the main thing is, though, to your point, back in the late 60s, we had the underground press. You may recall the Chicago Seed. Mm-hmm. And other newspapers around the country, tabloid papers. Nowadays, anybody can be their own publisher and news person, or certainly opinion person, and just about everybody is, it seems.
Yeah, that's why it's all about checking our sources now, isn't it? I mean, we should be skeptical, but the question is, how do we know who to trust?
That's right. I tell people the old Latin phrase, caveat emptor. The buyer beware, because we all have to be our own press investigators, really. We have to question and investigate whoever it is we're listening to on the internet or listening to or looking at. You can't just presume that because somebody has a microphone that they automatically know what they're talking about, or that they're giving you a great story, which helps them make life lively between me and my son. We debate this kind of thing all the time.
Yeah. When you say a person with a microphone, you could be talking about me. And I know the other point you've made is that...
By the way, Bob, you're a star, man.
No, I'm just a myth.
I've got to say how honored I am to talk to you this morning. You've been a giant in Chicago broadcasting for the last generation or so.
Well, listen, I put on my resume that I worked with Clarence Page at CBS2 in Chicago back in the 80s. But you've pointed out that the luxury of talk show demagoguery is the freedom it affords one to ignore the facts, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's right. And people nowadays, I always tell people you can choose your own media, but you can't choose your own facts.
Yeah.
And facts are still... stubborn things, as Daniel Moynihan said, facts are stubborn things. You may have one impression of this, that, and the other, but the reality is still out there waiting to be acknowledged. And the way politics have gotten these days, particularly around Donald Trump when he was in the White House, and maybe in the White House again, God knows the way things are going. It's suddenly he immediately came into office saying, "You can't believe the facts, believe me." That's really what it came down to, and has had remarkable success with that, even with his four felonies hanging over his head right now, four felony indictments, I should say. I hadn't forecast that, but here is where I think the media and those stubborn facts out there, we're all being put to the test now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really up to each of us to be good press critics.
Yeah, and we debate facts these days, it seems. Well, Clarence, listen, I can't tell you how proud I am to be your pal. Congratulations on 50 years. And in the Trib, check out Clarence Page, his opinions there. Oftentimes, he takes a fresh side of a familiar story and gives you a whole different perspective. Stay healthy. Talk to you soon. I hope to see you in Chicago here one of these days.
Yeah, I look forward to it soon here.
Be well, Clarence.
You too, Bob. Take care.